96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Unemployment benefits, a federal minimum wage, and working across the aisle, those are just a few of the issues being talked about on Capitol Hill, issues that are affecting you right now. Joining me to talk about those issues and many more is Congresswoman Donna Edwards from Maryland's 4th Congressional District. If you want to be part of the conversation, if you have a question or a comment for her, you can give me a call right now. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Congresswoman Edwards, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. And thank you for coming in.
Yeah. Harold, it's great to be with you, especially in studio.
Yes, it is. And I appreciate you braving this cold weather. So let's get right to some of the issues. A lot of people think that Americans have been left out in the cold without the extension of unemployment benefits. There was supposed to be a test vote today in the Senate. It's been postponed until tomorrow because of the cold weather. Your thoughts about what this could do if it passes the Senate in the House?
Well, there's still work to do, of course, in the Senate. They're going to consider probably on Tuesday morning a test vote for extending unemployment benefits. You know, 1.3 million Americans lost their benefits on December 28th. These are people who are the long-term unemployed. They've been suffering through a very bad economy, and they're not working, and so they lost their benefits. In Maryland, for example, that's about, that's like 22,900 people in our state and all across the country. Well, each week that we don't extend unemployment benefits, another 72,000 people around the country lose their benefits. And so this is really critical for a lot of Americans. I hope that the Senate can find 5 Republicans who will vote to extend unemployment benefits. It's really quite an interesting thing. I mean, in the Bush administration, when we needed to extend unemployment benefits, across the board, Republicans and Democrats supported that. They did it without requiring an offset or cut in spending. And yet now, Republicans are saying, we're not going to do this unless we cut some spending somewhere, even after we just finished a big budget deal. And so it really seems to me that the American public is going to have to step up. They're going to have to let their senators know how important this is to so many Americans and, frankly, how important it is to our economy.
Well, some people would suggest that this is a no-brainer. Obviously, 1.3 million people no longer receiving that support that they so desperately need. Why not have Congress, quote unquote, write a check? The Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, said on one of the news talk shows on yesterday that he wasn't really committed to working with the other side on this. But again, he can say that in the Senate if they get those 5 votes. But in the House, not so easy. If that is the case, what do you believe the Democratic leadership would be willing to give up to cut in order to make this happen?
Well, first of all, let's start from the premise that extending unemployment benefits, just like a weather emergency or, you know, some kind of crisis storm, is a crisis and it's an emergency. And we don't actually have the history in this country when we have emergencies like this to require some kind of cut in spending in exchange for that. And so I think we should start with that as the first premise. And then, you know, secondly, let's consider that in the House, we could probably get every single Democrat voting for an extension of unemployment benefits. And you know what that means? That means that we need maybe 40, 50 Republicans. And so I think that Speaker Boehner has an important decision. You know, in his district, I think unemployment is close to 9% in his district, which is a couple of points higher than the national average. And so for the people he represents, but also for the nation, he may have to sacrifice, holding out for the most right of his party and get all the Democrats he can, whatever Republicans he can, to do the right thing for the American people. And for those 1.3 million people for whom we're probably going to have to say we will retroactively take care of you from December 28th, but you and I both know that when it comes to paying your bills, if you have to pay your rent, you've got to buy food and those sort of things, it's nice to know that you might get a retroactive check, but it doesn't do anything to meet those expenses right then. So we need to do this now.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking to Maryland Congresswoman Donna Edwards about many things, including the extension, a temporary extension of unemployment rates. If you have a question, give me a call. Let me go to the phones quickly. Jackson calling from Gaithersburg. You want to talk about the unemployment extension. Go right ahead, Jackson.
Hi. Hi, Congresswoman. How are you?
Hello.
I'm very happy that I voted for you when you were my congressperson. But it's changed because it's just... But the reason why I'm calling is that one of the frustrations that I can see and everyone has had in this nation is that the simple things such as extending unemployment that actually adds to the economy. From what I understand, every dollar spent, you get about $1.85. So how can we move this Congress to do the right thing and not take their time doing the right thing? How did you make this Congress compromise on things? I mean, this is one of the worst Congress I have ever seen where they just don't compromise.
Well, you know, Jackson, and thank you very much out in Gaithersburg, but what really is striking here is that compromise has actually been made a dirty word. And in fact, it's the way that we've always operated in this country, especially when it comes to doing big things. I think that the important thing to remember is that when you extend unemployment benefits, it does have that multiplier effect in the economy. If we don't extend those benefits, something like 200,000 workers across the country actually lose their jobs. Because keep in mind, what a person does when they get an unemployment check is, you know what, they go right into the economy. They go to the grocery store, they take care of their children's needs, they pay for their rent and all those things. And so that actually contributes to the economy. But I think that you're right. It has become increasingly difficult to do the simple things that, you know, don't seem that they should be terribly controversial, but have been, you know, sort of pulled in here. And I suspect some of what is happening is what's been happening throughout this Congress and throughout the Republican leadership, in my view, and that is that extended unemployment benefits are going to be tied to making cuts someplace in spending.
Right.
How about Affordable Care Act? Because that's always where the Republicans have gone over the last couple of years when they want to make cuts, trying to exact, you know, those kind of returns. And I just think it's wrong. I think there are, you know, 1.3 million Americans across the country who are wondering how they're going to make ends meet.
Jackson, thank you so much for your phone call. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, more from Congresswoman Donna Edwards, and we are going to talk about the Affordable Care Act. The phone number is 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking with Maryland Congresswoman Donna Edwards about a plethora of things, unemployment benefits, a federal minimum wage, working across the aisle, and other issues. If you have a question or a comment, give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. If we don't get to you before 7:30, please keep trying. I promise we will take care of your phone call even after we switch to Sirius XM Channel 141. Let's talk a little bit about child care access and a refundability expansion, the CARE Act. Your bill?
It is my bill. I'm very excited about that. I introduced the Child Care Act, and that deals with really affordability for families. Right now, families might pay about $1,500 a month if they have one child in child care. It's very, very costly. And yet our child tax credit actually has not kept up with that. And in fact, a lot of our lower income families can't take advantage of that tax credit because of the way it operates. And so what I've done is introduce the Child Care Act to expand affordability of child care, because we want quality and affordable and accessible child care for our 3 and 4 year olds in particular, because we want to prepare them to go into school and be prepared for school. And that requires an attention really to quality. And so we expand the child care tax credit. We make it fully refundable for families. And so that means that even our lowest income families will be able to take full advantage of that child care tax credit. And then what they do is they spend that on quality care. And when you're, and we also tie it to inflation, because one of the problems that we've had over the decades is that the child care tax credit rate doesn't keep up with inflation, and we try to take care of that.
How much money are we talking about in real dollars here?
Well, we haven't had it cost. It hasn't been the cost analyzed yet. But what we do know is that all across the developed world, most countries actually provide for child care access for women who work, for families that work. And so the United States would actually join the family of developed nations that would do the same thing. And the payoff is actually really great. And so I know when we get that score back, we will know. But what we can tell you is that when you provide for quality and accessible child care, you get your children more prepared when they go into K to 12 school, and you contribute to the economy, because when parents feel comfortable about where they're leaving their children during the day, they make better workers, they're more efficient workers. And so the overall contribution to the economy is actually so much greater. And when the president talks about investments that we have to make in our infrastructure, he's not just talking about our physical infrastructure, our roads, our bridges, water and sewer systems. He's also talking about our intellectual infrastructure, and that is where child care comes in. It's a social and intellectual investment that we're making in the future generation.
Would there have to be some kind of vetting or proof for the IRS? Would you have to get some kind of document from your child care provider? And also, would this be on top of the regular child tax credit?
What it does is it actually deals with that provision of the tax code. And so what you have to provide now, which is actually documentation and verification under your signature on your tax form, that this has been your child care expense. And that is the way it would operate. And right now what happens with child care providers is that they actually provide you something to document that.
I'm going to let you finish that point on the other side. So if you were on the phone, that includes Jay from Laurel, Zora, Felicia, and Charles, please stay on the line. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More from the Congresswoman in just a bit. The Howard